The Tánaiste has said emergency legislation to extend rent pressure zones to all parts of the country will be brought forward next week. Simon Harris told O'Doyle this will afford greater protections to renters in areas such as Kerry and Donegal, currently not covered by the RPZs. He said that the legislation around the bigger reforms will be introduced after March 1st, will be in an advanced stage later. He was responding to Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty during leaders' questions in the Doyle a short time ago.
In your haste to pander to big landlords and wealthy property funds, the government wrote this on the back of an envelope. And there was no consideration in relation to the impact for renters. It was an afterthought. That is why we're in such a big mess. So now it's panic stations from government. This morning, the government is scrambling around like headless chickens, trying to find a way to rush forward the changes to rent laws before the doll breaks for the summer. The incompetence here, Tánaiste, is off the charts.
The government took a number of decisions this week to actually extend rental supports and protections. Let's not forget that as of prior to that decision, rent pressure zones were due to expire at the end of this year. Rental protections associated with that were due to disappear. And the government worked intensively to come up with a package that is balanced and that provides an extension of the rent pressure zones.
We're joined now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, from our Rock the Studio. Micheál, Tánaiste giving further details there on the time frame on the extension of these measures, but I guess still plenty of questions remain.
Yeah, I think it wasn't clear to many people as to that this piece of legislation that would extend the rent pressure zones, that was on the way. Now, government say that was agreed at Cabinet anyway, and it was always happening, but I suppose that maybe it wasn't communicated very clearly. But what it does mean is for those areas of the country not currently covered, that they will be covered quite soon, an indication that that legislation coming before the Dáil next week could progress quite quickly. I suppose that is important because it means people in those areas will be able to be covered by the rent pressure zones. And I suppose that would be more beneficial to tenants rather than waiting for the 1st of March where tenancies can be reset to market rates, and that they would have those protections of the current rent pressure zone. Fundamentally, things will change in a much more substantial way on March the 1st. That's a separate piece of legislation. That's going to take some time to be progressed. The Tánaiste are talking about having time to tease things out in relation to that. So that could be one for the autumn.
Separately, mobile phone pouches in schools, that controversial proposal, was raised again in the Doyle. And what did the Tánaiste have to say on this policy?
This looks like a rollback, because remember, this was a key policy for the last Education Minister, Norma Foley, was championed very strongly too by the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Now, Frank Feehan, the TD, asked the Tánaiste about that, and there's a clear signal now that the phone pouches in themselves won't necessarily be what's on offer for schools. They can get them if they want to get them, but they will have flexibility. So the €9 million fund won't be directly for the magnetic pouch. Instead, schools can make submission for funding and choose whatever method they want around putting phones to one side as students begin their school day. So it is a significant policy change, I think.
RTE political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thanks for joining us.